196 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Almost 200 and 0. What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's Charlie Zelenoff, your host. Yeah, today's actually exactly, well, it's more than 6 years, but yeah. It's the seventh year already, but yeah, today's six, I became champion June 1st. Six power punches and a half second, under second. And today's, since 2011 of June 1st, today's June 1st, 2017, today's 6 year anniversary of mine. I've been world champion. So, yeah. Just saying, man, just putting it out there. Yeah, all it could. Long time enemy of mine, I'm sure you're all aware of it. Yeah. Seen him on the street, When I seen him, he was walking. He looked he wasn't looking at me. He looked pretty pissed off, and I was like, all right, well, here comes another W for me. You know, even though I don't like to street fight, you know, anymore. It's not, you know, I like to put on the gloves and beat the shit out of my opponents. But look, I don't know. I thought he was gonna start some shit like he did 6 years ago, but no, man. Apparently, Oleg, you know, grew out of all that shit and came to his senses. He showed me his daughter, so I congratulated him. He said he has a daughter, and he congratulated me. So I said, I told him about my wife, you know, sorry, my ex-wife. He said, you know, damn, it sucks you got divorced. And he's like, yeah, I see you'd be knocking people out. He's like, all right, champ, peace. He literally called me champ, and I was pretty shocked, you know, because look, man, to all you delusional haters, it's over, man. Oleg was the main hater. I'm sorry, Breezeback, man. You weren't, man. You and the Nicholas Stanley, you guys are internet trolls, man. You know, Oleg was like a real-life hater / internet hater, you know what I mean? But we fought and I beat him, whatever, a long time ago. Come on, he called me the champ. I'm not going to talk about that win anymore, but even though it was a great fucking win, but yeah. So if my main hater I knew Oleg since I was 11 years old, man. He was my hater before I became a fucking boxer, man. So if he said that I'm the champ, yeah, it's done. You people are done. And guess what? Since my main hater admitted that I'm the champ, guess what? What, you think I'm going to retire at 196 and 0 now? Well, fine. You think I'm going to get to 200 and retire for good? No, fuck no. I will continue because I love to do it. I told you. If everybody, look, there's some mainstream, you know how much I hate mainstream boxers. They're fucking fake. But there's some mainstream channels of boxing that are following me on Instagram now, and I talked to one of them, and yeah, they gave me credit. So I beat Wilder, saw the Segback interview. Look, man, I'm gonna say this. Hello, mainstream boxing. Well, I said I was the best from day one, and I proved it. My jab made Derek the Giant. Literally, back up my jab. You heard my jab, not just my hook, my jab. Derek Rouse, I believe he is a member of BoxRank.com, a member, not an active member, but he had nine fights. He was 5-3 with one draw, whatever. I don't know, he had about 8-9 fights. But see, Derek is, he crossed over to the underground. He rejuvenated his career. You know, before losing to me, he's won some fights in that gym. And I beat the shit out of him. It wasn't easy, you know. He was a very tough opponent, but yeah, I clearly beat him. It's on YouTube. It's one of it's like a iconic victory, you know. It's like a trademark, win. It's like Zelenoff goes up against the Giant. That fight truly is the. Come on, Derek would beat the fuck out of Deontay Wilder. You know what I'm saying? And if I, listen, I don't care what Deontay Wilder says, what he did, He got TKO'd in the ring by me. He cheap shotted me, and he put it all over the internet because he's a TV clown. He has all these connects with TMZ and all this bullshit. And then he called me like hundreds of times and talked all that shit. And what he did, literally denounced me as a world champion and talked shit about the UBF. Was being sarcastic when asked if he's the new UBF champion. What he did, I would never be able to squash. I already squashed him in the ring, but I'm saying that a third fight looks like it's never going to happen. I'll never say never. It looks like it's not happening anytime soon. But here's what I'm going to say. If there is still one more mainstream guy, because my goal is to get to 500-0 before I retire. That's my ultimate goal. And 200 is going to happen in a week or two. You know what I mean? A month tops, I'm going to Russia. Not Ukraine, Russia. My girlfriend's in Russia. Beautiful, nice girl. Gorgeous girl. Very nice, very mellow, very down to earth. I'm really lucky. I talked to her yesterday. Today we're going to do the video chat, Skype, like FaceTime. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I'm go out there, and I'm going there for a while. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like Daria where I go for 2-3 months and come back to America, then go back there, then come back. It ain't going to be that shit, no. When I go there, beautiful girl, super hot, and very nice. And she wants serious relationship. Like she told me, she wants serious relationship. No flings, no, you know what I mean? No friends with benefits, serious relationship. She wants a serious man, serious boyfriend, kids, all that. Marriage and future. She wants what I want, and I want her. And I told her that. And we're together, and I'm really happy. It's long distance right now, but she's going to be in my arms in no time, and I'm the greatest of all time. So I just want to put that out there. But about boxing, hey, I'm 4 wins away, man. 4 wins away from 200, but you all know me, that I'm going to continue fighting. You all know me, man. You all, by now, you know that, okay, I'll take maybe a month, two, no, longer than a month, come on. I'll take a few months off and I'm going to be right back at it for 201. You all know it, man. Even if I take 4 months off, 5 months off, I'm still going to come back. I told you, I want to get to 500-0. 500, yeah, that's it. That'll be like, but you know what? You can't put a limit you can't put a limit to the unlimited. When the sky is literally the limit, the sky doesn't have a limit, does it? It doesn't. Therefore, there ain't no fucking limit for Charlie Zelenov. When you're this fast, when you're this strong, next week I'm 190. I'm definitely going to get 197 next week. The day before I beat the shit out of the judo giant, I said, tomorrow I'm going to beat the fuck out of my opponent. I'm going to crush some huge heavyweight. What happened? There you go. Yeah, man. Today's a big day. June 1st. Hey, man. Listen, I hope the Cavaliers win, man. I've never seen such disrespect to a team that's defending champions. I've never seen such I remember the Utah Jazz were even, when the Chicago Bulls with Jordan Pippen in 1998, after beating the Utah Jazz, who just had Stockton and Malone. I mean, look, Stockton and Malone, Hall of Famers, but come on. Durant, Klay Thompson, Curry, all right. Curry's obviously a lot better than Stockton, and Durant's better than Malone, but then you got this clown Green and Klay Thompson. Switch to basketball. The Cavs, I mean, I don't think they're underdogs, but even if they are, maybe it's still a pick 'em. Vegas has it really lopsided. I love Las Vegas, man. I'm not a gambler. I'm a fighter. I beat Anthony Thompson there, arguably my best win ever. My best win is the Kung Fu champion I knocked out. But, I'm talking about, my second best win. I scored my second best win in Las Vegas. I scored a lot of goals. I knocked Mayweather the fuck out in Las Vegas. Vegas. I love Las Vegas, man. I want to move there one day, maybe get my Russian girlfriend move there one day, but come on, man. You guys got to chill out with the 93% versus 7% Cavs. Come on. These guys came from 3-1. Okay, they added Durant. Hey, listen, Portland added Sean Kemp, man. You remember when Portland almost beat the Lakers? With Scottie Pippen and Bonzi Wells and Damon Stoudemire and Rasheed Wallace and Arvydas Sabonis, man, and all the motherfuckers, man. You know, come on, man. That was a super team. That team is probably the most underrated super team. They were phenomenal. And a lot of them did choke. I don't think they choked. I think the Lakers just fucking were the Lakers. Became the Lakers. The Lakers just Kobe and Shaq. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then they add Sean Kemp, who was past his prime, but still good. Still very good, you know, player. They added, like, a whole bench. They added Reuben Patterson and all these motherfuckers. And they got killed by the Lakers the year after that. You know what I'm saying? So the whole added Durant. Yeah, but, you know, Kevin Durant lost to LeBron James in the finals. And I was critical of LeBron James because he was supportive of mainstream boxing. But, whatever, man. Look, if I had a pick, and I literally did pick Cavs, Warriors, I was just messing with the haters, you know, these clowns. Because they talk about, like, if I say, all right now it is 11:43 a.m. in Los Angeles, California. If I make that post right now on Instagram or if I make a video like that and just say the time, like a random, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying if I would do that, boom. Breezeback would put it. Nicholas Stanley, that sick fuck, would put it immediately. No, I'm saying anything I'd say. Anything, the time, whatever. Well, they all know what time it is. They all know what time it is. The greatest of all time. But since Oleg Klitsch said that I'm the best, he said I'm the champ. I mean, it was on the stream. You motherfuckers need to give it up. This fucking retard, Nicholas Stanley, a clown. Oleg Klitsch was my enemy since I was 11 years old. He was 10. I'm a year older than him. 11 years old. I'm 29 now. 29 next month. Almost 29. That's 18 fucking years. I knew the guy. For 18 years, he was my enemy. You sick son of a bitch. He fought me. He lost to me. It's over. A long time ago, beef squashed. Whatever. It's done. And leave the guy alone. Give me credit. Okay? If he gave me credit, I'm not asking for your credit. You're a sick motherfucker. You sent pizza to my house. You talked about my mom. Your mom's a fucking prostitute, motherfucker. You would never dare say any of the garbage you say on the internet to my face. You fucking retard. My fucking punch made Deontay Wilder fly across the fucking rink. My jab landed 20 times on Derek the Giant. I was fucking fatigued. And somebody who you call a legend, Floyd Mayweather Sr., hey, I beat that so-called legend's ass, and I knocked his ass out in front of 40 of his fucking people, you sick motherfucker. Your name shouldn't even be mentioned in the same sentence as my name. But I'll tell you what. You've gotten on my last nerve, and I'm about to be 200-0. I'll tell you what. You will never, ever, ever get a boxing match title shot against me because I would get nothing out of beating the fuck out of you. You are a nobody. Nobody. You are literally a nobody. I would send you to the hospital, possibly even kill you if we put on the gloves and squared up. You are not a trained fighter. It is not a game. Professional boxing is not a fucking game. Especially in the underground. Okay, clown? But, with all that being said, if you continue your garbage, you know my address, you son of a bitch. You know my fucking address. Don't send pizza. Don't send Chinese food. Get a fucking plane ticket. Go on Priceline.com right now. Buy yourself a plane ticket and come over. You know exactly. Apartment 10, you son of a bitch. Knock on my doorbell and then I'll ring your doorbell. All right, clown. I'll beat the fucking delusions out of you, you son of a bitch. I'm the greatest of all time, motherfucker. Hey, the people that didn't believe it, they found out the hard way, the really hard way, the brutal way, motherfucker. I got hundreds of fucking videos of me beating people, and there's hundreds of more videos of you denying it, you sick motherfucker. All I could was my real enemy. You're my enemy too, but you're an online little pussy. Now, since Ola gave me credit, I'll give him some credit. At least he fought me. Alright? You would run away from me if you saw me. Or you'd call the cops. You fucking degenerate. I made Deontay Wilder fly across the ring with about a 45% punch. I put 45% of my force in that punch, maybe less. About 40-45%. It was under 50% power of Charlie's own off, and I made Wilder fly. Wilder, somebody who you consider a great boxer. He's not. He's an average boxer. 6'7", 230 pounds. I made him fly across the ring. Can you imagine what the equivalent, that punch would do to you? That punch would possibly cripple you, kill you, obviously knock you out. You'd be lucky to be alive against me. You son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not making videos about, like, see, nobody's making Nicholas Stanley. If I'm making videos, it's always you making a video, and then I make it right back because you're making a video about me. You need help. Oleg Hood said, I'm the champ. He said it genuinely, which you know, I was even surprised. He shook my hand. This is it. The beef's over. That's it. I would never squash the beef with you. Never. Even, I don't care. Dude, you can call me champ a trillion times. I would break your face. But the thing is, enough with the keyboard warrior shit. You hate me? Keep it to yourself. That's it. You have no credibility. You're fucked in the head. All it could was my main hater, the main hater, for 18 years. And he admitted. He straight up said it. I see you knocking everyone out. You're the champ. That's it. Give it up, motherfucker. Give it up. You're retarded. All right, anyways, back to, you know, Pound for Pound Radio. Yeah, I mean, there's videos of me beating the fuck out of everybody. Crushing everybody. You know. Yeah, man, I got nothing to prove, but guess what, man? I'm going to continue fighting, man. Even though my main hater, all I could, said the main former hater, you know, he said that I'm the champ. I'm still going to continue doing what I'm doing, man. Next week, man, y'all going to see me win again, 197-0, man. Look, I'm literally dying to get to 200-0. It's just because so many people are talking about it. It's like, what are you cats trying to do? You trying to put pressure on me or something? You're trying to, look, man, I got to 100-0. I got the triple digits. Okay, well, 200, it's 100 numbers more, but it's still, listen, it's going to be a big fight, a huge fight. It's going to be the biggest fight of my career, but I'm going to make it look easy. You already know it, man. I have a feeling that 200 is just going to be 100 one punch. I have a feeling 200 is going to be a one punch TKO or KO. I have a feeling. It's going to be because the stakes are so high and the expectations are so high that I'm just going to, and that's why I'm the greatest, because when I've, listen, man, I won 100 against a 19-0 guy with one hand. I had a broken fucking finger, and I punched this guy bare knuckle. We got into it, you know, moving around, and I hit him for real, and he didn't do shit back. He started holding on to his ear, pressing shorts, in the hood, with all his homeboys. He had more people than Mayweather Sr. had, about the same. A lot of people there, if not more. There was a lot of people there, and I punched him, winning 100. So, I mean, but 200 is going to be on video. It's going to be with gloves, you know. It's going to be phenomenal, man. It's going to be a phenomenal win. But, yeah. See, right now, at the point of, you see, like Anthony Thompson, Lee, these guys are great opponents, but I beat them easily. Thompson was not easy, you know what I mean? He had a long-ass reach, 83-inch reach. I mean, yeah, I rushed him right away, and I was just, in the beginning it was easy, but then it got more difficult, you know. He was trying to keep me at bay, and, you know, I was so ahead on points, I didn't need to land anything else after that, you know, but still, it was, yeah, Lee was, you know, gunshot, I was just popping him. Listen, man, Lee should thank me, I didn't knock his ass out, I just fucking decided to go, fuck it, we agreed 3 rounds, let's just go three minutes, we'll just go 3 minutes, and, just stick the movie, you know, that what's up, bro, you know, remember, bro, left hook against Lee, bro, that was phenomenal, that was highlight reel, a precision punch being a highlight reel, that's, yeah, yeah, so that's what I bring to the table, I you know, I bring, you know, I rush motherfuckers, you know, swarm and finesse, all a mix of literally in one fighter, you know, something that Tyson didn't have, and Ali could not punch. Yeah, he can move around the ring and all that shit, but he couldn't, he was not a puncher. And Tyson, you know, I believe he was an overrated brawler, but he could not stick and move. He was a very shitty boxer. He could not see, and I have both. I'm a phenomenal boxer, and I'm a, you know, the best swarm, the best high volume puncher of all time. Much better than Joe Calzaghe, much better than the Mario that I beat, that I knocked out. That guy was a high volume puncher. Much better than Tyson. Better than all of them. Than Roy Jones. Better than all of them. I would actually want to fight Roy Jones. The thing is, you know, I'm known for retiring great fighters. Jules Wall, Derek the Giant. Jules Wall and Derek the Giant would hospitalize Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr. The guy is crazy. His own fans were telling him to retire. And he continues to fight bums like Bobby Gunn. You know what I'm saying? Let him get in there with Charlie Zonoff. I have the number to his gym. I called. They didn't want. They're like, he had some people picking up. Oh, never. He didn't call back because he obviously knows who the fuck I am. I saw him chilling with me with a senior. They all know who the fuck I am. I called out Roy Jones to a fight, and the challenge is still open, but. It would get this. If I knock out Roy Jones, I mean, he has a glass jaw. I mean, he should fight Mayweather Sr. I mean, the thing is, look, Sr. has a much better chin. Roy Jones, listen, he's slow as fuck now. He's overrated, all right? Antonio Tarver is terrible, and another bum. Look, basically what happened with Roy Jones is this. He was facing bum after bum after bum after bum until eventually one of these bums caught him. And when Tarver caught him, that's when he got exposed. So if Tarver can beat him, imagine what Charlie Zonoff can do to him. Jones Jr. is not on my level. No, I'm talking about, obviously I'm better than him now. I'm talking about the 90s Roy Jones Jr. The Jones Jr. that beat Bernard Hopkins. I'm talking about that Jones Jr. I am a light years above him. Go watch my last fight. That speed and power, light years above. Hey, listen, that judo guy, you're saying he's slow? Trust me. The guys that Jones Jr., quote-unquote, beat, those guys didn't even know what the fuck they were doing. At least the judo guy had a stance. He knew it. I mean, he got in stance. Those guys didn't even know how to fucking lace up their gloves, their own gloves. Yeah, so. The Killer Six, you know, like I said, I landed it in Las Vegas, and, you know, I promised I would ignore the haters. Some crazy in denial people were saying that, we had a body shield. Hey, there's another fight, ironically, in Las Vegas where the guy did not have a body shield, and I actually hit him in the face instead of the body. I would have hit him in the face 6 times in a second. It wasn't as fast as, it was super fast, but it was not as fast as the original Killer 6, which was, to this day, I don't know how the fuck I did that. I mean, look, 1 second, but under 1 second, I literally did it in like a tenth, like fuck. No, it's like, okay, I understand, sweet science, okay, but science never predicted a human being to be this goddamn fast. Bro, that's some video game shit. Do you understand what I did? It's incredible, man. I don't understand. How can you hate on that, man? How can you be a boxing fan and hate on that? I don't care what you think of me as a person, but how can you hate on that, man? Six power punches in under a second. 20 years ago, if somebody told you that there would be a fighter one day, and he'd go to Las Vegas and he'll punch a heavyweight six times in under 1 second, nobody would believe him. People wouldn't believe there would be a fighter that fast. But there is, and he's talking on air right now, and he's active. Oh, he's active, baby. 196, man. That's active, man. Four more to go. Look, four more victims. Well, I'm gonna say this: the wins, no matter who it is, whether it's, I hope 200 will be against Navy SEAL, something different, because I beat hundreds of boxers. But no matter who it is, I cannot, as great as I am, as fast as I am, as strong as I am, as you know, my jab as crisp as it is, I cannot underestimate anybody. And I've learned that in my boxing career, in 13 years as a professional, I've learned that you cannot underestimate, even me, I cannot underestimate anybody, because I've went into fights where, you know, I was drunk, I took everything for granted, I'm undefeated, I'm Charlie Zonov, and next thing you know, I'm behind in the fight, and then I have to dig deep and come back and win it. I'm unbeatable, but you know, still, you know, that's why no matter who I fight, no matter what, I treat it like it's my last. You know what I mean? And that's why I perform on such a high level. When I train, I know I'm going to have billions of more training sessions. Hundreds of more fights. I still train like it's my last training session. So. But yeah. I will be going to Russia. See, the thing is with Russia, it's different. Okay, Russia and Ukraine, you don't need a visa. Russia, even if you're an American, and I am an American, I need a visa. I still need to get to know my girl more. You know, right now we're talking, and you know, and she's very beautiful. She's very into me. I'm very into her. It's great. Thank God. I'm gonna stay with her. No breakup announcements. I'm sorry, but my homie Big Mike told me there's a visa requirement even for Americans to go to Russia. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get. So. I'll probably be there in July or August. And, I want to get to 200 here in LA, because then I go to Russia. I know Russia is the ultimate fighting place. You know, that's where, dude, Ukraine. Yeah. Okay. If I got fights in Ukraine, Russia is huge. Russia is, dude. Okay. America is the best country in the world. Okay. Russia, it's, they have a different mentality there. It's not like, I mean, Ukraine, Russia, it's almost the same type of mentality. It's not like, okay, you know, here, you come up to somebody, you go to a gym, you challenge a motherfucker. Like, why, see, it's hard for me to, because, see, I'm a real champion, a real fighter, and I'm part Russian. And they get terrified. Oh, my God, well, I'm going to tell the staff, let's kick this guy out. He wants to beat everyone's ass. In Russia, if you come up and challenge somebody, it's normal. They're going to fight you. Win or lose, they're going to fight you. Over there, I can get to fucking 500, 600 and 0. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be hard for me to. I still get fights here. But yeah, after asking like 50 fucking boxers to fight, and then one says, all right, I'll do it, I have to waste like 2-3 hours at the gym in order to get one goddamn fight or two fights, you know? But over there, I'm not saying I want to live. Listen, America is the best country in the world, hands down. I bleed red, white, and blue, but I'm just telling you, America is the best country in the world to live when you are retired. It depends who you are. If you are a movie star and you live in Hollywood, then this is it. grass is green for you. But if you are a real fighter, not a studio boxer like Mayweather Jr. that fights once every 2 years, that's Mayweather Jr. is not a fighter. I'm talking about if you're a real fighter and you want to constantly fight 4 or 5 times a month, every month. Yeah, if you're a real fighter like myself, then overseas is where to go, especially Russia and Ukraine. Russia, oh yeah, it's over there. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. They'll fight. The odds, they're all going to lose. I'm going there for a girl. And you know what I love about my girlfriend? Is that she has no problem whatsoever with my career. And I have a very dangerous career. Underground boxing is, I said underground boxing. It's a lot more dangerous than the mainstream. Because this shit's real. There's no scripts. There's no in advance, you know who you're fighting in mainstream. You know who you're quote-unquote fighting. No, this is real. When you go to the gym, you don't know who the fuck you're fighting. You could be going up against a heavyweight boxer. I could be going up against a SEAL, a Marine. Hey, I beat a fucking Muay Thai motherfucker. Muay Thai fighter. He was 6'6". Same size as Wilder, almost. This guy would kill Wilder. He was 86-5 in Thailand, world champion, Muay Thai world champion. 86-5. Me and him got into it. I punched him in the fucking jaw. And he didn't do shit about it. You see what I'm saying? You can get into bare knuckle fights. Hey, of course, I'm gonna try to stay away from that. I got a beautiful girl. I don't want to sacrifice my freedom just for one fucking W. Come on. She's the W. My girl is the ultimate W. Her saying yes to me, which she already did. She's the ultimate. This is it. That's the ultimate victory. You know what I'm saying? I proved myself. I'm the best, man. My former enemies are saying I'm the champ. Ole Kutson, I'm the champ. Come on. But you know what? If every single person that knows me, and there's millions out there that know me, if every single, look, you're going to have your influx of haters and fans, but if, I'm just saying a hypothetical, just a hypothetical, if every single human being in this world said, Charlie, you are the champ, you are the greatest of all time, guess what I would do? I would say thank you, and I would continue beating the fuck out of everybody. You know why? Because I really am, and I truly am, and I simply am the best of all time, that is.